We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Thanks to Downtown Manhattan Executive Director Gina Scroggs and Mayor Mike Dodson for being on our program. We're now going to shift gears a little bit, talk with Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram, who joins us here. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you. Good morning. Good to be on the air again.
Absolutely. A lot of stuff coming up. A lot of school, I guess, out for Thanksgiving, though, right?
Right. Yeah. I noticed my drive over here. I was here 10 minutes early because I'm not used to having that much extra time to get here. So I should have thought about that driving over. Manhattan Avenue wasn't near as full today, so it was kind of nice.
That's nice to see not as much traffic out there. Obviously, this time of year, lots to be thankful for. Imagine you've got a lot to be thankful for here.
You bet. We always have a lot to be thankful for, and when you think about it, I wish we really thought about gratitude a lot more often because I think it does help us get through the day. But thankful for the semester we've had so far, and we've really had a great start to the year. And I don't know what everybody else in Manhattan thinks. We had a beautiful fall with all the trees. It lasted a little longer than it seemed to last in previous years. So we're very grateful and grateful to be a part of MCC and the impact that we have there.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about some special events you guys have coming up there. There's a lot of stuff talked about this weekend being a shopping holiday, and a lot of people are going to be buying to give to other people here. But then we get through the holiday weekend, you get to Monday, you know, it's known as Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday, you bet.
And then the next day is something even, another one, Giving Tuesday. And so you guys are participating in that.
Yes, we are. And I love that little trilogy and the way it ends, especially, you know, with Black Friday and spending all the money shopping and Cyber Monday buying online. And I love the Giving Tuesday that came up a couple of years ago and really a great idea for us to remember. Again, I think it ties in with thankfulness so much. We are so blessed in America, and Giving Tuesday is an opportunity to give back. And this year will be the first year that MCC participates just in that emphasis. And what's fun is we've had several of our donors step up and say the first $4,000 that's given, they're going to match that. And so we want to encourage people to think about giving to MCC that day. It helps our ministry and what we do and preparing leaders to go into the world. And so we would be honored if people would participate. So thanks for letting me share that plug here for a couple of minutes this morning. It's a neat opportunity.
Yeah, no, it is. And it's so important to give. There's so much need in not just our community, but all communities all around. And it's a good time of year to...
Well, as you know, just before, the mayor talking about the Christmas parade and the food and the cans and the Thanksgiving dinner out at Old Chicago, opportunities to give back, and it's a great time to do that.
And next up here, we have Oasis going on. I don't know what that is.
Oasis is a youth conference that we started a few years ago. When I was a student at MCC in the early 80s, we used to have this event called Fall Festival of Faith. And it's where high school kids came in from around the state, from churches, and it was a weekend with a speaker and some worship. And a few years ago, we merged together the old Kansas Christian Teen Convention with the Fall Festival of Faith and called it Oasis. And we wanted it to be a larger event than the two of us had separately. And it's really turned out very well because over the last few years, I think last year, in fact, the attendance at this event was almost 1,500 youth. They filled up McCain Auditorium entirely, brought in a nationally known speaker, a nationally known worship group, and it really was a great event. In fact, it's grown so big that this year we've split it into two events. So in November 30th and December 1st, we're going to be having our middle school conference, and it will be obviously of the 1,500 last year, about 300 to 400 of them were middle schoolers. So we're planning on 300 to 400 middle schoolers being on MCC's campus November 30th, December 1st. We're going to be having it at our activity center, and that was one of the purposes, as if we could have a smaller group, then we could hold it at our place. And so we're excited about being able to hold this on our campus. And the speaker this year is Zach Anderson. The theme that he's going to be speaking on is SOAR, and it's just trusting in God's strength and letting that help you soar in life. And Zach's an alum of ours who is on staff at Restore Community Church in Kansas City area. The worship's going to be provided by UCC, University Christian Church's worship team, and we're excited about the event that we're going to be having, and again, on our campus. And for those who would have high school kids who might be interested, on February 15th and 16th, jot this down, because I don't think I'll be on the air until about that same week, will be our high school event. And it will still be held at KSU McCain Auditorium because, again, of the 1,500 would have been about 1,000 to 1,100 students. And so we need that much space and appreciate the partnership with K-State and using that great facility there at McCain Auditorium. They can register online at oasiscon.com. That is oasiscon.com. Or they can call the MCC admissions office, 539-3571, for more information. But we'd love for people in the area and youth in the area to be a part of that great event. And it really will be an encouraging weekend. It runs from Friday night to late Saturday afternoon. And I think they'd really enjoy it.
Well, and again, going back to the event next week here, the speaker, Zach Anderson, he's an alum. What does that mean to you to have people that have gone to Manhattan Christian College come back and give back this way?
Oh, it's fantastic. I often say, in fact, I just told a couple of our graduating seniors who are finishing in December last week how much I was going to miss them. You know, that we really get to know them in a small private campus, a small private college. We have a strong community, and so we really get to know our students very well. And one of those young men I was talking to, I just really couldn't believe it. It seems like it was just yesterday. I met him for the first time at one of our recruiting events, wearing a bow tie and sporting a smile. And I told him he's become a great young man, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he's going to make, the impact he's going to make in the future. But it really is a sad day when they leave, but it is, as you say, an exciting time when they come back, because it's a great reminder of what MCC does and the impact that we have and the role that we play in these young people's lives. And Zach has just become a phenomenal young man and staff member at the church he's at, and can't wait to hear him speak and preach. It's going to be fun to listen to him. And so I don't know if the junior high kids are going to enjoy it, but I know I am, because it's a great reminder of the product that we produce, you know, and it just is an encouragement to all of us.
Absolutely. Continuing on here with special events, I have here, what's next?
What's next? It's a unique leadership event that we have every January. We've had it really for about 16 to 17 years, and we partner with several of our ministries. CDF Capital is the one who helps sponsor this one with us. They sponsor part of it. We sponsor part of it, but it's a leadership training event for church leaders. MCC's mission is to educate, equip, and enrich Christian leaders, and we love doing that not only through our academic programs, but all through special events like this. And we're partnering with a group called E2, which is Effective Elders. A lot of churches call their church board elders or have elders on their churches. And it really is for any church leader and pastor that we could come in. And the theme being what's next is based on 1 Chronicles 12, where the men of Issachar who understood the times. And I think when you look at what's going on in our world and how our world is changing and even how churches are changing, which has happened in a lot of different places, they're going to be coming in and talking on that theme, what's next? What do we need to do to understand the times? What do we need to be doing to be thinking innovatively, where we keep our message the same but maybe change some things and some of the methods in which we do church? And so I'm really excited about these guys. They've come in several years before. We bring them in really every other year and have for like the last 6 years. And they're going to be talking about what's next kind of thinking, what's the innovative thinking we need to do. Are there any sacred cows that we need to be worried about and getting out of the way that have been that way for decades but maybe aren't helping us move forward in our leadership? You know, all businesses do that. Banking's, you know, they've had to add online banking. Banking has had to make some changes. They've had to do electronic deposits, which I love personally. Mm-hmm. You know, those different methods, and the same is true for the church. And these guys will be coming in to propose those questions, let people think it through, let the leaders think it through what that means for their church. And I think it's $35 to come. It includes lunch. And after December 21st, it'll be $40, but it includes lunch, three or four main sessions, several workshops they can choose from, some Q&A, and will last from 8:30 in the morning till 3:30 in the afternoon. So very easy event to come from and to come to. Speakers are Jim Estep, Gary Johnson, and David Roadcup, and would be excited to have some of the church leaders in the area come for that event. And again, if they want more information, can go to our website, mccks.edu.
Okay. Let's take a quick pause here. We'll come back and talk about some other events coming up with Manhattan Christian College right after this.